I think on your application, actually, you're saying up to 3 feet. You'd want to be 6 feet, 6 inches further than that, so we're giving you another 6 inches, huh?
Correct.
Well, that would put it over the concrete. And it's all going to slope that direction if you put your solar panels to lean that way, right?
Yeah, correct. You put some bricks or something there anyways to try and carry it over, it'd be compliant, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we ought to agree to the 3 foot request and put it just over the concrete like you're saying.
Well, 3 foot is going to make it.
Yeah, 3 foot.
You have to go to 10.
Yeah, 2 foot.
You have to go to 2 foot.
Go to 2 foot?
I mean, to put it. Don't you think?
I mean, if this is the property line,
yeah.
2 foot's going to put it right here. 3 foot would be back over here.
Yeah, we need to make it shorter, the request shorter, so it puts it. What you're concerned is it running
get the water
on
into
concrete?
The concrete so it goes away and doesn't erode or undermine that.
That was what my concern was with his neighbor in the back, and there isn't. So.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Yeah, I didn't have a concern.
Yeah.
So then we would you guys? Say we could allow or propose up to a 2 foot
side. Yeah, if that ditch side setback. Side, 2 foot would put it into that ditch.
6 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Makes sense to me.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, want to amend his motion?
We're going to amend the motion to allow. We'll amend the motion to allow up to a 2 foot setback, side setback, and allow the requested front setback.
Perfect.
And I'd make the motion to approve that.
I have a second.
Okay, we have a second. We'll vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 No opposed.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good job. That's better.
The last item is 20-15V for Fran Weinstrauer. If you'd like to come forward, please.
Okay, your applicant. Fran Weinstrauer is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Applicant seeking a 4-foot, 6-inch north property line setback, allowing for the construction of a cabin 4 feet 6 inches from the north property line. Per the Taney County Development Guidance Code, Section 7, Table 1, property line setbacks, the minimum side property line setback is 7 feet for subdivisions or county roads. Per the assessor's information, the subject's property is of approximately 101 by 94 irregular in size. It consists of lots 13 and 14 located in the Lakeland Beach subdivision. Property is served by private well for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Two previous Division 1 permits for 311 Lakeview have been issued, one in 2003, one in 2006, but neither of these structures from those permits were ever built. In between 2018 and 2020 now, this foundation that you're about to see appeared. So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves variance request case number 2015B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One's approval of a side setback of 4 feet 6 inches for the construction of a single family home on the parcel where a foundation is currently located. This would allow the applicant to place the single family home 4 feet 6 inches from the side property line. Two, a Division 1 permit will be required before construction begins. Three, compliance with all other applicable provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And I'll bring it up on Beacon and show that this is two lots. State Highway 165, Dale Avenue, boat ramps here, Poverty Point area out in here, and then our subject property is down here. We got just a few pictures. The property line stake, you can see the stake laying here. The pin's there close to it. And then you can go down on the bottom side and see. So it cuts pretty much right through that tree. couple pictures that the applicant had given me from, this one's from the south, and it shows your well. And this one is from the south also, just moved over a different direction. You can see that corner pin standing up there. So that, I would turn it over to the applicant. Applicants.
Okay.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm Mary. This is my husband, Fran. We fell in love with a property that we didn't know would have this many issues. And we decided to, since we've been coming to the area for so long, it was time to finally build something. I wanted something already constructed. He says, well, let's have our last hurrah. Well, here we are. So, upon buying this property, we can understand now why the foundation is located where it is. We thought, why would you build, you know, the foundation set back there? If you want to explain more about
it. Yeah. Scott, do you have a picture of the site plan I drew up? You don't have the one I drew?
So is it this one? I think we have.
I think it's in their packet. I just didn't put it up there. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
It's in their packet.
As you can see where all the building setback lines are, the only place you can move that piece of that foundation is forward. And then you take your two big 16-inch oak trees out. When you do that, there goes your porch and everything else.
Well, it's not just the porch. You no longer feel like you fit in the area with trees.
It feels like a parking lot.
There aren't that many trees on the lot, as you can see. I don't know how many were there ever originally, but...
Yeah.
There's only three right there, and there's a couple off to the other side.
Some small things and stuff. So that's kind of what we're looking at. I mean, we closed on a property just in September of this year. And, you know, we knew there was a little issue. We didn't think it was a big deal.
We didn't really understand it.
Because no one ever told us the truth what was really going on. Until after we closed, we got a hold of Scott, and he said, well, here's an issue, you know.
Everything was vague.
Right.
And
at this point now, all the utilities are in. We have a well house that's in. And to try to move that foundation, you'd wind up cutting a lot of the utilities already there.
Well,
you'd cut the sanitary sewer line, the water lines, the electric from the well house to the house or to the foundation. It'd just be like reworking the whole site again.
Well, plus whoever put the foundation and put this enormous boulder wall in.
Yeah. We'd have to rework all that.
It really divides the lot, causing more confinement. And when we really start measuring, there really wasn't a lot of place. It's not a very user-friendly lot, which we didn't realize that at the time of buying it. We didn't even know it was two lots. Mm-hmm. We just thought we were buying a lot, and it wasn't until closing when we found that out.
So that's kind of where we are. And, you know, we feel like the hardship in this case would be, first of all, there's nothing behind us on the north side. It's just existing ground. That's been that way ever since they developed the lots over there. Whether there'll be anything there right for the next 20 years, who knows? You know, I mean, eventually everything sells, but, you know, it's one of those issues. They'd have to clear their lot because it hasn't been cleared at all yet.
I think what we're saying is for us not to use this foundation, it snowballs. And you, Fran, has been in plumbing contractor for 50 years. So when we start looking at relocating utilities,
the cost of the foundation and whatever, we'd be looking at somewhere $25,000.
We're in this way over our head then at that point. You know, we've driven this area for years, and when we found it was for sale, it was like, oh, you know, that was a sign, you know, we thought. And we debated for a few days, I think. Went home and thought about it and thought, well, let's put an offer in. The thing is, from our understanding, we're like the fourth owner of this property.
Mm-hmm.
So we've inherited everybody else's vision of what they had for that property.
And their sins. I mean, whatever happened to it, it happened. It's there, you know.
Well, and that's what we're trying to figure out, how to work with this. That's why we're here tonight, is because we want to do it right. We want to do it approved. Because we came into this blindly, and Marla was the first one I met down here, and she was just so helpful to us, and is the one that told us about coming to this. Because we were lost. We said we were like two fish out of water, even though I've been coming to Table Rock since I was a child. I think I'm older than the dam, but it's a thing where this is where our heart was taking us to. And now we have this, and we just don't know if it's out of our reach to proceed with building. And if we don't, then we feel, is the next person going to have the same issue?
I have some questions.
Sure.
Sure.
Can you show me on the front, based on that, what is the front of the house?
Well, actually,
or proposed house.
The address, this is the street that's addressed on.
That's the address side. So that's the front.
All right. So where's your front door going to be?
Well, the front door is going to be right there.
You're going to have you've got a square structure there.
Yeah, Lakeview starts right here.
So you would drive in to the place you just pointed to, drive in, and that's basically your drive up to your home. Where's your front door going to be?
Right there.
All right, so the back of the property is, what you're saying is your stem right wall, there, which looks like about a 5-foot stem wall, something like that.
On the back side.
On the back side of it. Mm-hmm. And that's our question. That's where the variance is requested on that.
Yeah.
Where's the tree? If we're looking at that and we're calling that the front door there, you got a tree on the right and left corner.
Right there.
Are they directly in front of that structure?
They're about 9 feet in front of it. I think it says on that site plan.
Okay.
Okay. So the one that would be on the left, the one you're just pointing to, right? Not that one, the next one. That one. Is it directly in front of your structure?
It's a little bit offset to the side of it.
How far?
From here to here. About 4 feet.
Probably right.
Yeah, that's the opposite tree. That's the one on the other side of it, right?
This
so there's one here.
Where is your driveway?
And then one over here.
Where your picture of the trailer that's on there?
Mm-hmm.
So I can find it. I'm lost where you've got.
Here, these two, your front door is here, is what you're saying.
They're saying this is the back. This is the front.
Front door.
He's got a tree here. You're saying you got another tree here, and it's
that we can't see on this picture.
That we can't see in that picture.
Not on this picture.
What I'm wondering is, can you do a turn down slab and add to the front of it that would allow you to not have to do this? And
well, what would happen? We would have put a 6-foot porch out here in front.
Well, that's not the front.
Well, it's the front of the house.
Yeah, they're saying this is their proposed front of the house. And this would be the back of the house.
This is facing the wood line, the north side, yes. And if we do that, if we extend out another 4 or 5 feet, that pretty well ruins our deck on the front of the house. And then we'll be into the trees.
It's not so much a deck as it is a front porch.
Well,
and at our age, that's what we look for, a porch with a...
Right now, your wall back there is a foot and a half over.
A foot and a half into it, right.
Have you seen a letter from the neighbor that owns the property next door?
Yeah. Oh, you did.
And they just talked about
it. I got an email last night that I need to let you read.
Oh, I didn't see it.
No, I just got it yesterday.
Can I give them this one?
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is from a neighbor, you said?
The neighbor that you're getting close to, I think.
I believe.
That's the vacant property there. North, I guess.
That's where we're looking for the variance from.
Yeah.
And it would be north side, I think.
I mean, that's a double lot over there. The one on the north side we're talking about.
So
this one here is a double lot. If they put a house on it, I don't think they'd be that close to it.
Well, yeah, but you're asking to get close to their lot, so.
Well, I understand, right, yeah.